This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
I called and asked if Roy Williams could join me when I'm over here in South Korea broadcasting. There was no hesitation in any particular way, and he is somebody that certainly has a lot of respect for the military and what they do. And he is the head basketball coach at North Carolina after 15 seasons at Kansas. He won three national championships, has been inducted into the Naismith and College Basketball Halls of Fame. And if you want to check out a book, it's a great book. Check it out. It's called Hard Work, Life on and Off the Court. It's Roy's autobiography. Roy, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. I hope you guys are doing well.
Well, it's a lot of rain over here, and we expect a typhoon. That kind of sums it up.
Well, it's a lot of rain here, and we're just getting past the hurricane. So.
Yeah, it looks like we both are facing the same sort of thing. You know, Roy, you take a look at all the years that you've been in basketball. One of the things that it really impresses me about somebody that has done what you've done is to be able to keep the motivation up, to be able to recharge the batteries. I mean, three national championships, 15 seasons certainly at Kansas, and now a long time at North Carolina. How do you do that?
You know, I just really enjoy it. That's all I could say. You know, 15 years Kansas, 16 starting my 17th year at Carolina, and I enjoy trying to put a team together. I enjoy trying to get guys to work together, to make sacrifices for a common goal, and I don't want to have to get a job.
That's a good line. By the way, I've often wondered, do you, when you put your team together and you know, get ready for the season, do you put that team together based on the talent, or does the talent dictate to you about what you're going to be able to do that season?
I think the talent dictates. You know, I love running the ball up and down the court, and I've always been able to find guys who like to play at a fast pace. But some teams we have better inside scores, some teams we have better perimeter scores, and so you do have to go there. I mean, the last 2 years has probably been the weakest teams I've ever coached as far as defending around the rim and scoring around the rim. But we can't just stop. You know, last year we had the best three-point shooting team I've ever coached. But I do think there's some things that are not going to change. You know, we are going to be unselfish. We are going to run the basketball. We are going to play man-to-man. But you do have to change to fit that personnel.
I've often wondered that if you take a look at all the years that you've been in basketball, and I think of somebody like Dean Smith, I think of John Wooden and everything, communication with your players has certainly changed over the years. How is communication today? What is important in communicating with your players?
Well, it's changed some because the generations have changed, kids change, and I think that the kids have changed a little, but the people around them, the parents or the group around them, have changed much more. And at our level, the only thing kids are thinking about is when they can get to the NBA. And we can't compete with that almighty dollar. But you can still find really, really, really good kids who want to play as a team, who want to win, and they're not just looking down the road. But you have to be aware that that's extremely important to these kids. And so my job, number one, is to win or I get fired. And my job 1A is to try to help each individual player reach their own dreams and goals. And we try to make sure that we never lose sight of that. But I also truly believe, and I've got an old saying, it's very, very corny, but I say the teams that win, their players will get the awards and rewards. And I think we see that every year. Those teams that go to the Final Four and win national championships, those NBA guys like to see guys who can really produce on the biggest stage, and getting to the Final Four and trying to win a national championship, that is the biggest stage.
We've got a lot of kids here. I say kids, high school kids from the high school here on the base. It's a 39,000-person base. I don't ever remember going to a base that big. And so they're here in uniform and everything today, and they would like to ask you some questions. Go ahead.
I'd be ecstatic to listen to them.
Hi, Coach Roy. This is Brandon Morton. You have one of my near and dear friends at your team now, Christian Keeling. I worked with Coach Barkley Rated Ball last year at Charleston Southern. And I'm actually talking to Christian now on my Snapchat. And I just want to know how he's doing. And if you see him, tell him that Brandon from Charleston Southern said, hey.
Well, I tell
how's
you
he
what,
doing this season?
I don't get a chance to talk much when I'm around Christian. He talks all the time. You know him just like I do. No, he's a very gregarious personality. And we went through the first day of preseason conditioning yesterday. And I told him, I said, this is probably going to be too tough for you, big fella. But he did very, very well, Brandon. And I'm glad you're talking to him. I'm glad he's talking to you. And I feel very fortunate to have him. But I also feel very fortunate to have people like you doing what you're doing for our country.
Okay, got another one. What's your name, sir, man?
Hey, Coach Roy. It's Shavadia Gerger Jr. And my football coach always says players play games, but athletes play sports. What are your thoughts on athletes playing more than one sport in high school, and does that play a factor when you're recruiting them?
You know, I've always said I wish everybody would play a lot of different sports up through junior high, maybe even ninth grade, and then you get a better idea of how you're doing and is there a future if you push one sport more than the other. But I love kids that play more than one sport, and I think we're really having problems because kids are trying to specialize when they're 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, and I think that will be successful with some people, but not the biggest thing. So I'd love kids that play different sports, and I love recruiting guys who have played more than one sport in high school.
Go ahead, young man.
Hi, Coach Roy. My name is Donovan Opoku-Wesili, and I was just wondering, at the end of the day, like whether you win or lose, what's your goal as a coach and your goal for your players?
You know, that's a great question, and as I said earlier, I've got a winner, I'm going to get fired. But if that's all I do is talk about how to shoot or how to box out or how to set a screen, if that's all I do as a coach, I'm really failing in my mind. My high school coach was the most influential man in my life, and he still is extremely important to me today at 79 years old. And it was not always just about basketball with him. And I enjoy visiting with my guys, the older guys, when they come back. Tyler Hands Rosentown, I played golf with him a couple of times this summer. I enjoy that relationship. And my daughter gave me something one time that says statistics are important, but relationships last a lifetime, and that's always been important to me.
Hey, what's up, Coach Roy? This is Bobby Dusard, and I was wondering, what are some of the differences between each level of basketball?
You know, Bobby, as the kids nowadays from 20 and 30 years ago, kids are just so much more athletic. They run faster, jump higher, do all those kind of things, but they also work so much more at it, and I worry about that sometimes. Kids are playing, you know, 30 and 40 games in the summertime. You know, we'll recruit a youngster who's a summer between his junior and senior years, and he'll play 30 or 40 games in the summer. Now he's playing 30 games with his high school team. I worry a little bit about his body breaking down kind of thing, but at each level you go, there's a different level of athletic ability. There's a different level of focus. There's a different level of dedication to the game. And, you know, guys now are so athletic and do so many things so well. I just don't know where the game's going to go in the next 20 years.
Before I let you go, Roy, your success, when you look back upon it, is there any one thing that you think is you can attribute that to more than anything else, determination? Well, what might it be?
Well, I think, you know, it depends on each individual. I didn't have the best youth as far as just having things, so I was always hungry. And my high school coach was a first person to give me confidence and make me feel like I was doing some things well, and I sort of enjoyed that feeling, and so I wanted to work harder, and so at the same time that made me want to be a coach. But I know how he made me feel, and I knew I wasn't the only player he had made feel that way, so I want to be able to do that to other kids. But for me, even though I'm college, I still call them kids. They come in as young kids, hopefully they'll leave as young men. But for me, it's just the joy that I have in coaching and getting kids to change and improve and move forward. And then also the other big thing is the joy of being on the team. I've just always loved that, and I enjoy going to practice. I enjoy the locker room. I enjoy the plane rides, the bus rides. And so that part of it, it's the whole deal with me, and so hopefully I'll be able to do it a little longer as well.
In about 40 seconds, when you think back on your long, successful career, is there a moment, Roy, that is kind of engraved in your mind, one that you'll never forget? I know that's not a fair question because you've had so many, but I just wonder something.
Well, I have had, but I tell you the one moment in here at North Carolina is not the three national championships, and those were fantastic. But the first game we played after Coach Smith passed away, I started the game in the four corners, and as a tribute to him, and we got a backdoor layup to start that. And and that was one of the most emotional times I've ever felt on a basketball court.
Roy, I want to thank you again for your graciousness and kindness to me over the years as well. And when I called, saying, yeah, I'll be there for you, Ron. So thank you very much, Coach, and I look forward to talking to you during the course of the season. Take care.
All right, Ron, and thank you, for being there for our troops. And, guys, thanks so guys and girls, thanks so much for everything you guys do.
Roy Williams, fine head coach at North Carolina after 15 seasons at Kansas, and he has won 3 national championships, inducted into the Naismith and College Basketball Halls of Fame. We continue with America's Sports Talk Show coming to you from Camp Humphreys in South Korea.